That's a great song, isn't it? That's the beautiful South, BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East. This is Simon Logan coming live from Belsay. I'm just by those giant columns I mentioned, the Greek-style columns, at the entrance to the house. And I'm just going to walk in because inside is something rather special at the moment, we have been told. One of the things that is catching people's eyes is the current exhibition. I'm looking for a lady called Julia. Oh, hello, are you Julia?
Yes, I am. Pleased to meet you.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
We should point out straight away that Julia Sawes McCormick is a costumier and the curator of the exhibition. You look fabulous. What are you wearing? Can you describe it?
I can. It's an Anne Boleyn silk gown in royal blue. And it's got a French hood, it's got gold damask undersleeves, and it's got jewels and pearls.
Is it nice and warm?
Sadly not, but I still look, as long as I look beautiful, I'm happy.
You do, you look very beautiful with your peacock feather fan?
Correct, peacock feather fan, and as I say, it's a multitude of colours with sapphires and pearls, cabochons, lapis lazuli jewels as well.
I can't wait to go into the exhibition. Can we go in now?
Yes, no problem at all.
Let's walk in. Hang on, there's quite a few people already in here looking at some of the costumes. It looks very lavish as soon as you walk in. And it's got that nice old kind of smell which you'd expect somewhere like this to have. Now, Julia, tell me what we can see as soon as we walk in.
Well, there's about 9 or 10 costumes here. We actually start on the right-hand side with a Henry VIII in full regalia. We've actually got Elizabeth I, Mary Queen of Scots, Mary Queen of Scots execution gown, James I of Scotland, Queen Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard, and actually we've also got some Tudor corsetry behind us and a farthingale. And they're all set on dummies. They've got the headdresses and all the accessories.
And these are the original costumes?
Sadly not. There's actually no costumes, virtually no costumes at all left from the 16th century, probably just a couple. So these are actually reproduction costumes, and actually create them. My Julia Renaissance Costumes creates all these costumes. We present fashion shows, costume displays, and actually we present a lot of talks to groups, and people really enjoy them.
What would have happened to the original costumes? Would they have kind of disintegrated over the years?
Well, in point of fact, if you look to the Elizabeth I costume on the left, Elizabeth I, when she died, apparently had 3,000 gowns. Now, I know for a fact that when James I succeeded her as King of England, his wife Anne of Denmark actually was rather parsimonious. So what they did, they recycled most of Queen Elizabeth's gowns. So if you look at portraits of Anne of Denmark, she's wearing a lot of gowns that were Elizabeth I. I know that's what happened to Elizabeth's gowns.
How long is something like this in the planning for, Julia?
Planning probably takes a couple of weeks to design. I would say if you're looking at the costumes here, there's a costume on the left, Jane Seymour, which usually is quite a simple gown.
Let's
as
go
such.
And have a look at
yes.
That one.
Just lean to the left here.
Oh, there it is. Now, describe it to us.
It's actually a V-shaped bodice. It's got hanging sleeves, silver silk. It's got a beautiful headdress, which is a type of gable headdress, and it's got jewellery of sapphire and silver. And in point of fact, it's fairly simple as Tudor gowns go. So this would probably have taken me about 2 to 3 weeks to make, working full-time 9 to 5. And if we pass over to the Elizabeth I gown, that's actually would take quite a lot longer because if you look at this gown,
it's this is something special, isn't it?
Gold silk, it's got a massive ruff, jewels, pearls, it's got hanging sleeves and undersleeves. Now the hanging sleeves were called queen sleeves. It's also got a headdress of gold, and I've actually made a fan which is based on a portrait of Elizabeth I. But if you have a look at it, it's quite an ornate gown. It's also worn with what's called a bum roll.
A what?
A bum roll, which is to hold out the skirts, and this was created a nice shape for the figure in those days.
And it was inspired by the gowns worn by Helen Mirren in Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that was a wonderful series I watched recently, and I was so inspired by the costumes, I actually copied one of the costumes she wore towards the end of the second series. So if you watch that, you can actually be inspired.
Let's go to some music and we'll talk some more. We're at the super exhibition at Belsay with all the costumes in it and the curator of the exhibition, Julia, explaining them all. This is something very special. Oh, look at that one. BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East. The places we find ourselves. We're having such a good time at Belsay. Thank you for listening this afternoon. BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East. The display, the huge exhibition, which you can come and see, is Renaissance Costumes. I'm with Julia. She's telling us about the background of them all. They are 16th century costumes designed by her. They've been on display throughout the month-long event, and you'll be able to see them until the 27th of May here at Belsay. And we're next to some 16th century underwear, aren't we, Julia?
That's correct. We're looking at 16th century reproduction corsets, one with a bum roll and a farthingale. And actually, the farthingale was the underskirt, and it's got hoops in. And it was made by using a pattern from 1587. So it's actually an accurate pattern, so it's quite authentic. And this was obviously worn under the clothes to give the correct shape.
So wherever possible, you try to use, you know, historically accurate materials. There's no brine nylon in a Tudor codpiece, is there?
Indeed not. And actually, if you're looking at the codpiece for Henry VIII here, it's worn by my husband, Michael McCormick. And actually, I'll be honest, I made the Henry VIII costume, and I didn't make the codpiece. And he said to me, to be honest, Juliet, do you think I may have a codpiece? So when he was at work one day, I made a codpiece, and I used a book called The Tudor Tailor. Mm. It's got a pattern for a codpiece, so I actually drafted the pattern and made the codpiece. And he got home from work, and he said, oh, a codpiece, wonderful, but it's too small. So I said, well, we'll have another shot. So actually, I redrafted a pattern, made a second one, still rather small. So actually, if you see the size that's worn, it's rather a gigantic codpiece.
No one likes a show-off, Julia.
No, but he, I'm afraid he is. However, gold damask with jewels, so it certainly catches your eye, and he's actually happy with it at last.
Good. Hooray for the codpiece. I want to try one now, but you wouldn't let me, would you?
I'm sorry, it's to fit my husband only.
Who's been talking? I love your costume that you've got. And you, during that song we just heard from Jessie J, you said that you actually need help to get into your gown.
Indeed. Actually, the poorer people in the Tudor period had front lacing gowns, but the aristocracy and the nobility had back lacing gowns. And this is for the fact that they needed a servant to lace them up. So obviously, to get into this dress today, I'd prefer to have a servant, but sadly, I only had my husband, so he laced me up.
Can I walk over here and can you follow me with your peacock fan? Because over here, I can see in this great exhibition, Mary Queen of Scots execution gown. Now, for people that don't know, what is an execution gown?
Well, that's a costume that's been made specifically to wear for your actual execution. This is made for Mary Queen of Scots, and it's based on eyewitness accounts written at the time of what she wore. And we know that she wore a black robe over a dress, and the dress was a red colour, and the dress colour was very important because the red colour showed that she was a Catholic martyr, because obviously she'd been executed at the behest of Elizabeth I, apparently for treason against Elizabeth. But Mary wanted to make a statement that she felt she wasn't a person that would commit treason. She was actually a Catholic martyr, so she was actually going to her death as a martyr rather than a traitor. So this is based on the costume she may have worn for her execution.
And you're going to be here for a few more weeks with the exhibition?
I think the 27th of May, I think it's a Sunday.
Right.
And then the exhibition will be taken down. However, we've got another show in Newcastle shortly, at the beginning of June in Newcastle City Library. So if anyone's missed the shows at Belsay, they can pop along to Newcastle to see us.
We will do. Thanks for talking to us, Julia. I'll let you get back to greeting the guests who are walking in your splendid costume. This is BBC Newcastle, Radio for the North East. Steeler's Wheel playing in just a moment.